Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Hello and welcome back. My name is still James Maletti. I was lucky enough to fill in for Pastor John Lutz in the previous half hour, and I'm back now filling in for Pastor Al and his show. Pastor Al is away on assignment. Actually, he is down with family concerns out of town, and we do wish him, pray for his family that's hurting right now. We either pray for recovery or pray for comfort. And I was just on a discussion about this Cuyahoga County Council Board that has approved by an 8-3 vote what they call a human rights ordinance, which is really a opportunity for them to discriminate against Christian beliefs at will. They don't believe God's word, and they don't want us to believe God's word either, and they're going to go to great lengths to make sure that that doesn't happen. I wanted to continue on a bit with this idea of what's happening in the world and in our specific area, but in the world in general. And it's the hatred that Christians are told that we're haters, and we're not haters. We're told, Jesus told us we're to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. That concept is in the Bible at least 15 times. Love your neighbors as you love yourself. We're commanded by God himself to love, and yet we're called haters. And it's simply, why is that? It's simply not true. It's because Satan is the great counterfeiter, and he counterfeits everything. The people that are actually haters call us haters. We are actually people that act in love. At least we're supposed to. If you're not acting in love, you need to reexamine your Christianity, or possibly lack thereof, because we're supposed to love everybody. We're supposed to do good to our enemies. We're supposed to pray for our enemies. And I'm not saying that homosexuals or anybody else is our enemies. I'm just saying that concept is also in the Bible. We're supposed to pray for those who do us wrong, do good to those who do us wrong, love your neighbor as you love yourself. These are simple concepts, and we are to obey them. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. You can't love Jesus and not do what he says, not even believe what he says. When the people that came to the second Cuyahoga Council meeting, a lot of them were from the UCC Church and the Universal Unitarian Church and Catholics. And they were parading around literally like it was kind of Halloween. There were women wearing collars. There was a guy dressed up, looked like he was Moses. They claimed to be Christians. Well, but if you ask them, and I just was addressing this in the last half hour, but I wanted to readdress it in case there's new people tuning in. If you claim to be a Christian and you don't believe God's word, you need to look in the mirror, and you need to possibly readdress if you are actually saved or not, because Christians believe God. If you love somebody, if you love Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you say, yeah, but I don't really believe what you say, you have cognitive dissonance. It's not, that doesn't make logical sense, and it's not faith, and you're not acting in faith at all. You're acting in pride, saying, I know better. God, Lord Jesus is my God, but I know better. What he says right here, that's not right. I know better. Oh, that's a lot of pride. That's a lot of problem. Tremendous problem. So now what's happening is the LGBT group are changing the language totally and completely. Gay no longer means happy. You know, there are definitions for words, but they're changing the words. Why? Why? Satan is the great counterfeiter. It's everything. Satan doesn't want God's order in the world. He wants his order in the world. And that's what's happening. Even the language is corrupted. At the end of last half an hour, I was saying even the Bible has been corrupted by Satan, and it has. The King James Bible is God's word. There are like 200 other versions of the Bible. There are no versions of the Bible. You either have the Bible, the word of God, or you don't. You don't have this version and that version. That's preposterous to begin with. And so what happens? If you're a pastor of a church and you have one of these other versions, I'm using air quotes right now, if you have one of these other versions, you're just opening yourself up and you're making it hard for Christians to stand on the Word of God because your Bible, whatever one it is, contradicts some of the other versions. And those contradict other versions. And those contradict other versions. And it goes round and around and around. And there is no biblical authority anymore because of pastors, because of what you're doing with these ridiculous other versions. There's no need for them. They're not easier to understand, as everybody will say. That's a lie. There has been studies done that shows the retention of people that read the King James Bible is higher than these other Bibles. The understanding, the level is at a the level of understanding of the King James Bible, proven through study, is at a lower level, meaning you can understand it easier than these other versions. It's proven. So when you say that, you're just wrong. You're just causing problems for Christianity and ultimately for Jesus himself, who came to defeat the works of Satan, and you're helping Satan. It sounds harsh, I know, but this is true. Just stop it. It's ridiculous. There's no reason for 200 versions of the Bible. There are no versions of the Bible. There is the Bible or there is not the Bible. Come on. This is not hard. So what has happened now? The LGBT people, even that drives me nuts. Even that, I can't even say that. I can't even get, I'm one line, and I have some notes. I didn't get to any of the notes the last show, and I'm trying to get to some stuff now. I'm one line. I can't even get past the first word of one line. It's I wrote LGBT. There's not even, it's just homosexuality. The homosexual people have so corrupted the language, even I'm falling into it. I don't want to do that. So I know it's hard. But gay doesn't mean gay anymore. Happy, it means homosexual. It doesn't. That's just change. They've changed the language to make themselves feel better. Hater now immediately makes you think of Christians. Muslims who push homosexuals off buildings, who, according to Sharia law, should kill homosexuals, they are not haters. They will embrace each other. Only Christian. If you say hater, you think of Christian. Why do Muslims and homosexuals embrace each other? Why do Muslims and the militant feminists embrace each other? Because they're united in their hatred of Jesus Christ as Lord. That's why, very simply. Bigot now immediately brings to mind straight white men hating everybody except themselves. That's what the dictionary.com has a definition of bigot. It says, a person who is utterly intolerant of any differing creed, belief, or opinion. That's what dictionary.com says. A person who, this is what the definition of bigot is in dictionary.com, a person who is utterly intolerant of any different creed, belief, or opinion. So, according to dictionary.com, many homosexuals are bigots. But they've changed the language, literally. Literally, if you say bigot now, all you think of is either a Christian or a straight white male. Those are the only people that can be bigots anymore. Love doesn't mean wanting the best for people anymore. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor is an illustration of how God thinks of love, the concept of love. Now, love, according to the homosexual community, means how many, you know, it's the physical aspect. It's the sexual aspect of it. So homosexuals are overflowing with love because they're overflowing with relations with constantly relations all the time. So they're overflowing with love. They're not just slaves of the sin of fornication. They're loving. They've taken over the language. The language is lost. And it's not when I say they, really Satan, they're tools of Satan, just like drunks and drug addicts and thieves and murderers and liars and idol worshipers. Everybody's a slave to sin that's not saved from sin. And even when you're saved from sin, you still fall into sin, but you're not running to sin. There's a big difference. When you're saved as a Christian, you will fall into sin, no doubt about it. But you're not running to sin when you're a slave to sin. Intolerant means you don't accept, now, means you don't accept whatever sin I'm involved in as correct and right and good. If you don't, if you're intolerant, you're a racist, bigot, homophobe, you can't say to someone anymore, you shouldn't be on drugs. You should not be shooting heroin in front of your 3-year-old. You shouldn't do that. Maybe that would be a good idea to stop. No, you're so intolerant. I do what I want. Is that a little bit extreme? No, it's an example of what they're going to say. You shouldn't be homosexual. You're not. You were not born a homosexual. There is plenty of research that shows that people aren't born homosexual. And there are plenty of people that have come out of the homosexual lifestyle that have found Jesus Christ and have gotten saved and brought out and their eyes open to the truth of Jesus Christ that have left and forsaken homosexuality completely. It happens all the time. But where are you going to hear it? YouTube has banned all that stuff. Twitter has banned all that stuff. Google has banned all that stuff. Even Lakewood is banning conversion therapy. You can't. Lakewood right now is proposing an ordinance that makes it illegal to counsel people to not be homosexual, for therapists to counsel people that are pretending to be thinking that they're homosexuals. You should counsel people that they're not homosexuals and that they shouldn't be drunkards and that they shouldn't murder people and that they shouldn't lie and that they shouldn't take drugs and that they shouldn't. There are people that counsel that you shouldn't get a divorce. Why is it any different? There are all kinds of programs that say you shouldn't be a drunkard. Why? How on earth is it any different? It's not. It's just tools of Satan. And you shouldn't get a divorce, and we shouldn't coddle divorce. It shouldn't be easy. God hates it. If you believe God, you've got to believe God. You can't just say this little bit I believe and this part I don't believe. It's important. This stuff is important. And the Bible, Jesus was aware that this hatred would be coming. Let's think about John 15:18. If the world hate you, ye know that it has hated me before it hated you. But Jesus warned us of this hatred, and he comforted us in the fact that this hatred would really be our lot in life, our earthly position. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. The world hated Jesus Christ. He was perfect. They made up all kinds of slander about him, and he was sinless, perfect. And yet he was hated. Of course we're going to be hated. Because it's not us that they hate. It's God. It's Jesus Christ as Lord on earth that they hate. And they don't want their sins to be exposed and called out, which Jesus does. Even in the Old Testament, there was the warning of hatred. Psalm 69:4. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Hatred is a bear, and it's all over the place, and it's been forever, and it's hard to deal with, but you got to stand strong. John 3:20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. This is what I'm talking about. It's not us that they hate. It's the exposing. People love their sins. People love their sins. Why? Sin is fun for a season. I used to booze like a mad dog. It was fun. Chasing women, boozing around. That is certainly fun for a season. But sin destroys your life in the long run. It's chains. It's bondage. I know that. And I want to help people understand that don't know that. Because I didn't used to know that. Pastor John Lutz was the first one to ever tell me that being such a booze hound and boozing and helping other people booze was wrong. He was the only one. There were other people that knew what was going on, that knew the truth. They would never say anything because they thought they didn't want to hurt me. I would beg them to tell me. If I knew the truth, I want to hear. If they knew the truth, I would want to hear the truth. But it's not happening right now. People aren't telling people the truth because they're too scared or too concerned or don't want to be called names. But if you love somebody, you've got to get the truth to them. John Lutz told me, I used to own a bar and sell booze. And he said, you've got to be kidding me. He gave me a page with a whole bunch of Bible verses about how booze is bad and destroys people in their lives and all that. And I read them. It took a while for it to sink in, but it did sink in. I didn't call them a bunch of names and everything. I said, okay, great. I looked at it and considered it, and it took a while to sink in. John 3:20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. This is what's happening. My friend, you're a homosexual. It's not good. It's not the way God wants you to be. You certainly weren't born that way. There's plenty of science that says you're not, but there's also the word of God that says you weren't. And Satan wants you to think you are. Satan wants the science to pretend that that's the case, just like Satan wants the science to pretend that evolution is true. It's the same exact thing. All this is fighting against God's word, God's authority, God's plan for the way humanity is supposed to go. We're supposed to be reconciled to God. We're supposed to. And if you're fighting that in whatever way you choose, it's not going to go well. You're falling into, you're a slave to sin, which is being a slave to Satan, even if you don't realize it, which people that are in that predicament don't realize it. It's a heartbreaking situation. I was a slave to sin. My wife was a slave to sin. Pastor Al was a slave to sin before he was saved. Pastor John Lutz, prior to this, everybody was a slave to sin. We're not saying we're better than anybody. That's not the point at all, but we are saved from our sins, and we want you to be saved from your sins too. And if you know this truth and you don't share it with someone, that's a problem. If you know to do good and you do it not, it's sin. You know that people aren't supposed to be homosexual. You should tell them. In love, of course, in love. Oh, man. Luke 22:31, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Simon is not the only one Satan desired to have. He desires to have everyone. Everyone. Not just in biblical times. There's a spiritual battle that goes on constantly, even right this very second. In your life, in my life, around wherever you're at, it's happening right this very second. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Satan wants to sift you, my friend. He wants to sift your family. He wants to sift your children. He wants to sift you like wheat. What is our defense? Well, our defense is what God has told us our defense is, but our attack against that is the word of God. You can't just sit around and be beaten to a pulp. You do have the opportunity to stand up. And to stand up is to utilize the word of God. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Abhor that which is evil. Let love be without dissimulation. What does dissimulation mean? It means disguised or concealed. Let your love be without concealment. Let your love be wide open. Let it flow out of you. Let your love flow out of you and attack evil. Abhor it. Go after it. Cleave to that which is good and go after evil. Jesus came to crush the works of Satan. We're supposed to be working for Jesus. The Holy Spirit is supposed to be indwelling those that are saved. You are supposed to attack evil. If you just sit around and get pummeled by it, you're not, what's the point of you even being here? Matthew 5, verse 44. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. These people are persecuting us big time, and it's only going to get worse. And if you're sheltered away, never leave your house or your church or go anywhere or do anything or talk to anybody, they're still going to come for you. It may be a little while, but it's coming. And if you don't stand up now, it's just going to be, and maybe you'll even be gone by the time it comes to your house. But your children will be there, or your grandchildren will be there. And you've got to take a stand right now. When Luke 6:27, when the Bible says, but I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. That's not just baking cookies. That's spreading the word of God. When it says do good to them which hate you, it is not baking cookies and handing them a water bottle. It's saying, that's great, do that too. You've got to spread the word of God. You've got to get them saved from their sins. If you bake them cookies and push them around in wheelchairs and give them water bottles and they go to hell, you haven't done them any good and you're not loving them. 1 John 3:15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in them. We're hated right now. Christians are hated right now. Again, it's not us they hate, it's God that they hate, but it comes through us. The hatred is manifest towards us. There's no life in people that hate. There is no life according to the Bible, and I believe God's word. 1 John 2:9, he that saith he is in the light, he that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother is in darkness, even until now. Standing for truth is not hating anybody, but pretending that there is no sin in the world, that is actually hating people. Everything is twisted on its head right now. The UCC Church and the Episcopalians and the Unitarians that were going to this thing and pretending that they're Christians and saying there's no such thing as sin. They're happy to help these people stay in their sins and die in their sins, happy to help them along into their eternal damnation, are not loving people. They're hateful. They're practicing and portraying, pushing their hatred. That's what's happening. It's opposite of everything you're hearing right now, because Satan is the great deceiver. When you're telling people there's no sin and they're welcome to do whatever they want as long as they feel good, and that's your truth. It may not be my truth, but that's your truth. I've heard that in the last few weeks. That's during these Kavanaugh hearings, I heard it repeatedly. Well, that's her truth. That's her truth. Well, even the people she cited as her witnesses say it's not true. That's not her truth. That's lies. That's hatred. That's attacks. That isn't the truth. There is such thing as truth. Truth is not relative. There is right and there is wrong. Again, how do we know? Because we have God's word. God sets the morals. God sets the standard for truth. God is truth. It's not up to us to decide what truth is. God has told us what truth is. You either accept it or deny it. If you're in the Unitarian Church and you're denying what the Bible says and you're denying what Jesus says, you're denying that you're a Christian. You're not. There is truth and there is not truth. It's either one or the other. You're either saved or you're not saved. There's either one or the other. You've either accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and then prove that by living as a born-again Christian, loving your neighbor, or you don't. It's only one of the two things. There's no being saved like the other 200 versions of the Bible say. You're either saved or you're not saved. The ESV says there's being saved. The King James Bible doesn't say there's being saved. There's only saved or not saved. That's it. Man. Everyone hates Christians so much because they're godless. That's the fruit of being a pagan, an unsaved person. The fruit of it is showing your hatred and disgust for God's word, for Christians, for his people. Christians are little Christs. If you don't like Jesus Christ, you're not a Christian. If you don't believe what he says, you're not a Christian. Goodness gracious. The Bible is very clear about homosexuality. Just Leviticus 20:13. If a man also lie with mankind, as he lie with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. And then, that's just the Old Testament. I don't worry about that. Romans, first chapter of Romans, everyone, I think, is pretty well aware of it. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the server and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator, evolutionists, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly. I mean, it's pretty clear. If you don't believe God, you're not a Christian. But it's not too late for anybody. Get saved right this second. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. Give your heart to Jesus Christ and his sacrifice. Accept it and have it apply to you. Jesus died for everybody's sins, but it's not applicable unless you accept it. The gift is given. Just receive it. Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins. The blood was shed to wipe away our sins. Accept it. He rose from the dead to defeat death. Accept it. Believe it to be true, and you shall be saved. My name is James Maletti. I consider it an honor to rightly divide the word of God. Thank you so much for having me, and God bless you all.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.